You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Have you been carjacked in Detroit?
Couple times.
If you have, or someone's attempted to carjack you, we'd love to hear about it. 1-855-954-6969.
Lovely topic, Dave.
I know, yeah. Well, I bring it up for a reason. I'll tell you. 1-855-954-6969.
Better than herpes.
Text us 46969. Last year, I talked about herpes in front of everyone. Asked everyone here if they had herpes.
Yeah. Do you all have an STD?
It was an odd moment.
Yeah, it was an odd moment.
James is going to be coming around with a mic. We're going to be seeing who's got herpes.
Yeah. Tell everybody here you've got herpes.
Look at it.
Gonorrhea, I don't believe until I see it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a drippy one.
Oh, my.
So I'm changing it up. What should you not use to put out a fire? Has science proven that ladies should swallow their partner's stuff?
Now it will get weird there.
That'll get weird. Who has swallowed?
Yeah.
And we'll play What's Up His Penis.
Okay.
All right.
It's all coming up here during this segment of Dave and Chuck the Freak. Well, stats show that carjacking is on the rise right across the country.
Sure.
With today's anti-tech theft, it's easier for a thief to nab the vehicle while you're in it as opposed to them trying to steal it with no keys in it and trying to figure out how to get into it. So, carjacking, it's going up. More and more people are being carjacked, they say, as a result of that.
Yeah. You're seeing it a lot at just like a gas station. People are, they start their car or they run outside. People just get in it.
Yeah. You know? Can't leave your car running. No. I can leave mine running just fine.
Yes, you can.
And not many people want Andy's car.
No.
When I had the Cadillac, I would let it run just in hopes that somebody would take it. No one wanted it.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
If they only knew the speed that it had.
Yeah, I'm like, that thing's paid off, man. I don't want anybody taking it. Yeah. Free car.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some tips on how to avoid a carjacking coming up.
Okay.
Because I did look into this because I stopped in some shady places.
Well, I believe you almost got carjacked.
Yeah. No, I did almost get carjacked by Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T. The guy who looked just like
Not
Mr. T.
The real Mr. T.
Stopped in the middle of 8 Mile. It was 4 a.m. He tried to flag me down. I was like, not today, Mr. T.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Dave ran him over and killed him.
I did not run him over, for God's sakes. I swerved around.
Ran him over and killed him.
But he was stopping me.
You did what you had to do.
I did not run him over. But he was in the middle lane doing this. Like, he could have really needed help, but not today.
No, it's just too bad.
I called.
It's life.
Yeah.
I called 911. There's been two cases recently in Detroit.
After you hit him.
29-year-old man carjacked at gunpoint early Sunday morning at a gas station off I-75 on the east side. This took place at 5 in the morning at a gas station at Clay and I-75. Two men, one of them armed, approached the guy, demanded his car. They took off in his 2012 silver GMC Sierra pickup. Haven't caught that guy yet.
You know, I know you're going to get to a list of tips.
Yes, I am.
It has to be on there. The 5 a.m. gas fill up.
Yeah, don't do
in
that.
In a shady area.
It's just common sense, right? Yeah.
Because when I come in at 4 a.m., I will never stop to get gas.
I have arrived on fumes because I know it's like, well, this isn't the time. That's why when Lisa blew her tire out and she pulled into a gas station.
I don't handle emergencies very well. Like, oh, it was just a blown tire. I panicked.
I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen here, but totally I'm at a gas station and I'm probably gonna die here.
Yeah.
It was fine. She stopped at like the one gas station that a million cops fill up their gas tanks at, so she was okay.
Brandon's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines right now. Hi, Brandon. How are you? Brandon?
Brad?
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Go.
Hello.
We're carjacked. Yes, please talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at the Ford Wyoming drive-in.
You were at the drive-in watching the movie?
Yeah.
No way.
He was like a little 14-year-old dude came up with a .38 and put it through my window.
Oh, yeah, you get my car.
I was going to say you got carjacked by a 14-year-old, but then you said .38, and I went, okay.
Well, no, he had a
30-year-old with a 38.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I knew it was a 38.
Yeah, yes, okay.
When was this?
This was 2 years ago. I had just gotten home from prison, and my first time at a drive-in.
Oh, last time, huh?
That's the last time.
Yeah, I haven't been back.
You're late to the party, the drive-in game.
I tell you, I wasn't. But did you get your car back? How did it end up?
Actually, the funny part about it was, You know how you have those computer systems on your car and you got to start it a certain way? Well, my girlfriend at the time said, well, if you give me my shoes back, I'll start the car for you. She started the car, and then he left. We called the cops, and they got in a high-speed chase, and he ended up wrecking the car.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You remember what movie it was?
Yeah, it was actually The Simpsons.
Oh, that's a movie.
That's why the 14-year-old was there. Yeah, right. And then he decided to just take a car
take
home.
Take your car. I'm just probably going to get home. See you guys. I'll wait till this comes out on DVD to see the rest of it. So give me your car.
Carjacked by a 14-year-old. You know, I wasn't long in Detroit when I drove past that, and I'm like, oh, a drive-in. And someone's like, oh, you don't go there.
Oh, really?
That's the murder drive-in.
Oh, the murder drive-in.
That's what they said it was called.
Murder drive-in.
That's the murder drive-in.
That sounds like a movie you can see at a good drive-in.
Yeah.
Murder drive-in.
The murder drive-in.
I don't remember the last time I was in a drive-in. I don't know. I don't even remember.
I've only seen it in movies where they're like people have sex at them or whatever.
No, yeah. No, I remember mine. It was a double feature because it was Gremlins.
Yeah.
And Jewel of the Nile, I think.
Oh, Jesus, were you eight?
I was very young.
Yeah.
That was like prime time for drive-ins.
Right, when we were kids.
Yeah.
I remember getting in pajamas to go to the drive-ins. My parents would take me and my cousins, and you'd get in your pajamas because you'd be falling asleep by the time they got home.
Yeah. Well, and the way it worked is there was like a movie that for kids was the first one. And then, like, you went and you watched two movies, at least at the one that we would go to. And the first one would be like the kids could watch it and then they were supposed to fall asleep and then like the slasher film or whatever it was would start and the parents could watch that.
I wonder when they stopped being big drive-ins because like to me whenever
1955.
Like, whenever we talk about drive-ins, like to me I'm like drive-ins are the same time period as when people had malt chops and they just played jacks.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't think of being carjacked at one.
No.
That never would have crossed my mind, but except at murder driving.
Yeah, murder driving.
You expect murder.
Yeah. Anthony's with us in Allen Park. Good morning, Anthony. How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Have you been carjacked?
Well, it was an attempt, but failed. It was a couple years ago on Easter Sunday, broad daylight, about 2 p.m. I stopped at this liquor store, and when I came out, this guy came and snatched up from behind, pulled me in the back of his car, and another car pulled up and pretty much ran my pockets and everything. And then, since I caused so much commotion, he let me go. He had his 10-year-old son in the car at the time, too. And I ended up running back to the store.
Causing?
I was blowing up the horn, anything you could possibly think of, because I was getting choked out at the same time. But,
oh, wow. So, yeah. Not good.
Yep. No. I ran back inside the store to get the phone to call my buddies up. They came pick me up. I left the car there. I called 911. Then the dispatcher called me back about 30 seconds later saying that there's no cops available in the area. He was still tailing us behind. I told him they even had a gun and everything. He said, well, if he's still going to follow you, come to the police station. I'm like, oh, yeah. So the guy's going to follow and just walk right in the cell. Like, you know, yeah, I screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
That's Detroit for you.
Yeah. What a wild time, huh? Like, your dad takes you out on a, hey, come on, son, we're going to go for a ride.
Yeah.
And while we're out, I'm going to carjack someone in front of you.
That's crazy.
You know? Super crazy.
Dad's got to go take a car.
Jason the Jew said, a girl I used to hook up with would always suggest we'd go to that drive-in on Wyoming. And I always said, no, we can bang somewhere else.
Murder drive-in.
He knew.
I don't think we should go to the murder drive-in.
Probably a bad idea.
You guys, so the funny thing happened. So I took Amber wanted to see the show Hamilton that's in town right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
I knew you'd be going there.
Oh, yeah,
I just knew it. I saw Hamilton was in town. I'm like, oh, Dave will be there.
Yeah. Amber has always wanted to see it. They do not speak a word. Just a heads up. Every word is sung or rapped.
Yeah, that's why I'll never go.
Like, there's no just regular dialogue.
I know a lot of people love it, but...
Yeah. So, anyways, we go with another couple because his wife wanted to see, too.
Mm-hmm.
We were nice guys. We took them. We're coming out of the Fisher Theater. It's last Saturday. Calling an Uber.
Yeah.
I see the Uber driver and the car. Car pulls up just like it. My buddy Sean tries to open the door to ask him if he's here for us. This Uber driver, this black guy,
locks his car and drives forward like, you ain't taking my car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he thought you were going to carjack him out in front of Hamilton.
I thought we were going to carjack him in front of Hamilton.
I'm pretty sure
we just left a musical theater performance, and we're the whitest people alive.
We just left a musical theater performance.
We left a musical theater. That's why we were sitting.
My good man, there's no reason to be frightened.
Oh, my heavens.
No, we've just come from Hamilton.
Yes.
You've heard of it, right?
Yes.
Probably not.
A stage show.
I doubt you have.
About the famed Hamilton from U.S.
Alexander
history. Alexander.
Yes.
He's on the 10. Musical performance.
What makes it so fascinating is it's everyone raps in it. Quite fabulous, really. This rap music. You couldn't believe it.
I took my ascot off. It was so crazy in there.
I did not know that Hamilton was a black man.
I did not know that either.
It was not.
Wild to us.
Just in.
It was crazy, but no need to fear, Uber driver. No.
I felt bad. I'm like, I hope that guy didn't think we were trying to take his car.
But you didn't look at the license plate. We talked about that.
I wasn't close enough to see it. My buddy Sean was closer. And I didn't have time to tell him.
He just tried to open the door.
Yeah. And the guy was like, no.
Hell no. Whenever I approach an Uber or a Lyft that's there for me, I always almost like have my hands up because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I've gotten into one before that I thought was mine. And there were, like, girls, it was somebody else's, and I got in almost, and there were these girls in there, and I'm like, oh, my God! I'm like, I'm sorry, everybody! I'm like,
no, it's getting sketchy out there.
Yeah. I'm like, because sometimes they'll drive the same car, you know?
Yeah, you got to pay really close attention. Yeah. But, yeah, I wasn't, to that guy, if he's listening, I wasn't trying to carjack.
He knew.
Yeah.
Well, he did not know, because he looked incredibly shocked and drove up.
Yeah, but then he saw you. He looked back. He was like, oh, my God. Oh, it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he slept okay that night.
Whatever. Another carjacking. This was an attempt in Detroit right near Campus Martius here. 4:45 in the afternoon outside of the Citizens Bank. 58-year-old woman was sitting in her parked vehicle at a meter outside the bank when a man opened her driver's side door and told her to get out. She refused. He attempted to push her over to the passenger seat, but she pushed back. Others saw what was going on and rushed over, and that's when he jumped out of the car. He fled north on Woodward. He's described as 6 foot tall, 200 pounds, wearing a plaid coat with a black hat. They haven't found that guy either yet.
No, I actually want you today, Dave, to carjack someone.
Oh, stop it.
Just do it. Just
give me the car, bitch.
Exactly. Just, like, throw everybody for a loop.
Yeah.
And then they just laugh in Dave's face.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it.
Dave, you steal my car.
Dave gets shot.
The police description of him would be like, a man described as Dave Hunter.
Yes.
It was for sure Dave Hunter.
It was for sure him.
So Carlo was carjacked in Detroit. Hey, Carlo, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
So, my fiance at the time, back in 94, we were walking into our house, and a guy was standing on the sidewalk, asked what time it was, looked up, he had a gun pulled on him.
You were walking into your house at the time?
Yes.
Right, so what do you do? Porch.
Well, he demanded we get back in the car, and I happened to have a CCW. I pulled out my gun, he shot her twice, I shot him twice.
He shot who twice? Who shot what?
Somebody shot somebody
so
twice.
He had got her back in the car, and he ended up shooting her twice, and I shot him twice.
So your fiancé was shot twice by this guy, and then you shot him twice?
Correct.
How's everyone?
Well, she's still alive. Everything's good. He got put in jail for 20-some years.
Oh, so
everyone survived.
He got out after, he got out after 18 years, and then about... He was only out for about 6 months when he got put back in for raping a bunch of ladies in a one-month period.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's an incredibly horrible situation, but thank God everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I do agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
all
is
right,
not
man.
Helping my anxiety.
Not everyone's okay.
Well,
he should have unloaded his clip in that guy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been a waste.
You shoot my fiance unless I'm feeling hesitant about the whole thing.
Oh, it's...
And you're doing me a favor. I probably
just kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This person texted saying I was attempting to get some green stuff in Detroit. The guy that walked up to the car hesitated and then he pulled a gun out. He wanted my purse that my girlfriend had and the car. He temporarily took the gun off me as she was handing him the purse. And when he did that, I put the car in drive and floored it. I was expecting him to shoot the car out, so I ducked. Luckily, we got away, though, and no one got shot. Gotta watch it when you're buying the green.
Not really.
Usually you just someone you know from, like, a nice place.
Yeah. Like, I mean, usually it's just
you can buy it right on your street.
You want some weed, I hear, man.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor.
No, here is a weed. It's this much. Nice.
I guess you've been trying to buy some crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was green. It was white crystals.
Right.
Someone said, I almost got carjacked. They tried the old bump and rob, but mama didn't raise no fool. After I got T-boned and another car started moving around to block me in, I scooted through onto I-75, got my white ass out of there. So that's one of the tips, and that's one of the tips I always follow in these tips of how to avoid and survive a carjacking. Always make sure you see the tires of the car in front of you so no one can ever block you in. Okay. I always leave at least a good car length or two at a red light in the morning.
You could pull right up. You could just barrel through anything in that beast.
Oh, yeah, nobody's going
to... No one's blocking Dave.
Yeah, I still so just big. Keep my wits about me.
Yeah.
So that's the other tip. You gotta stay alert and pay attention. Don't be on the phone and distracted when you're going through a sketchy area.
Yeah.
Park in areas with good lighting and lots of people. Move with purpose. And make sure you look in all your windows before getting back into your car to leave.
Oh, damn.
I haven't heard that one in a while. Is someone in the car?
Ooh.
And keep
that's the creepiest one.
That is the creepiest one.
Yeah.
Keep your doors locked and your windows up. You got to make it as difficult as possible for them to get access to you. And as much as possible, keep some company with you, especially if you're going through a nasty part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you do get carjacked, what do? Give them the damn car.
Yeah.
Just get yourself out of there safely. Don't get in with them.
No.
They actually say it does help now, and we've heard a lot of stories. It does help to drive a manual transmission car.
Yes.
Most carjackers are under 21. None of them really know how to drive a stick.
Unfortunately, they don't make those anymore.
Well, it's hard to get, yeah.
You can still get them, I think. You just got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Did you see the tip that came into the text line, Dave?
No.
It says put a quarter and a cup of ice in your car.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know you got carjacked.
That's a hurricane tip. You bastards, that saved many people.
Thank you for that tip. That's very helpful.
Whatever.
Yep.
Dave's
Thank you,
tips
Dave.
Of the day.
Thank you, Dave.
One more carjacking story here. This one in Florida. A mom fended off a carjacker with a can of soup.
Well?
A mother wielded a can of soup to frighten off a carjacker yesterday who tried to take her SUV with her 2-year-old son still inside. That's the scariest thing.
Yeah.
With your kid in the car.
Yeah.
The suspect and another man were inside a stolen Mercedes-Benz convertible when it crashed head-on shortly after noon. The car thief who was driving jumped out of the stolen car, tried to take the SUV. The woman wasn't having it, grabbed a can of soup, and threw it at him, yelling at him to go away. The guy actually did take off after it hit him. Police and a helicopter were looking for the thief, but haven't yet arrested him. The passenger who was in the stolen car was taken for treatment. That guy's going to face charges, too.
Hmm.
That's why I always have a can of soup on me.
Okay. Keep a can
That's
of
good.
Soup.
Yeah.
Always have
always.
Soup.
Always.
Always.
Dual purpose.
Always have soup.
Yep. Always have soup.
Yep.
Three words. Always have soup. In case you're hungry or in case you need to use
exactly.
it.
That's how I live my life.
Multiple uses.
Always
I got
have
three
soup.
Cans of soup in my car right now.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's this crazy guy in Florida. Well, there's a million crazy guys in Florida, but this guy in particular, he's called Joe Exotic. You may remember we talked about this zookeeper. He trains big cats and stuff, but he was convicted in a murder for hire plot.
Yeah, right.
Well, that plot has finally played out. And by the way, this is the guy we're talking about here. This is just what it looks
now
like.
Now they get to see just how little you can tell by Dave's black and white.
I got a 1982 printer here. It's the best I can work with. So sorry
he looks like
that.
Jesse Ventura wearing a lady's blonde wig.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what
he's a scary looking guy, but he is now going to jail over that murder for hire plot. Here's the update on the story from News 4 in Oklahoma.
Down there in Florida.
When it comes to Joseph Maldonado Passage, better known as Joe Exotic, John Rinke says his colorful personality is no secret.
I mean, he gets the microphone where it's loud so he can hear himself.
Rinke has known Passage for years and never thought it would come to this. The former owner of the Greater Wynnewood Animal Park was found guilty on all counts Tuesday. In court, the government used videos like this to prove he tried twice to hire someone to murder Florida sanctuary owner Carol Baskin.
Whoa, my.
Videos posted freely by Passage were a large part of the evidence, along with moments he thought no one was listening, like secretly recorded phone calls. Throughout trial, his attorneys insisted he was set up. The jury also found the former gubernatorial candidate guilty on more than a dozen wildlife charges, including the illegal transport and killing of tigers.
Did Joe do wrong? Yeah, I'm sure he did wrong. He did sell cubs. He did transport cubs. The murder for hire thing, I don't think it ever would have went this far without somebody pushing.
The U.S. Attorney's Office saying Tuesday the verdict shows the self-proclaimed Tiger King was not above the law.
So, yeah, so Joe Exotic convicted of murder for hire plot targeting that animal sanctuary.
It's crazy.
It was another. So he was running this Exotic Petland.
Yeah, there was another Petland killing.
No, there was people out saying that these pets shouldn't be held like this.
Oh, I thought it was
a sanctuary was saying there's no way he should be allowed to run that place, and they was threatening to kill them.
Yes.
So now he's going to jail for that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The video of him shooting that doll to death.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, it's
and that,
pretty
that's
scary.
What helped convicted him.
Yeah, that
doesn't help you in court.
No.
Okay, guys, I got a fire safety course for you right now.
More tips.
Something's on fire.
What?
What should you not throw on it?
Can of soup.
Depends what it is. If
so
it's oil, don't throw water on it.
Yeah.
Regular fire.
Regular fire. Gasoline.
Yeah, gasoline.
There you go.
Yeah.
A Massachusetts man is recovering after he accidentally caused an explosion. Police in Carver responded to a 911 call. This guy used gasoline to try and douse a fire.
It's liquid.
Could be the dumbest man alive. Police, fire, and EMS arrived at the scene. The man suffering from severe burns to his face, hands, and genitals.
It's better that way.
I gone burnt my dick.
No, it's better that way.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's kind of everything
that's an upside.
Care of
that's an upside to this story.
The explosion happened, they say, when he tried to douse a fire with gasoline.
Oh.
Son of a great dumb bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Poured the gas.
Gas can make a fire go.
Can I tell you? Police and fire officials remind residents to keep gasoline away from fire.
God.
We have to tell people that in 2019?
Yes, you have to tell people that.
Yeah, we're going the other way.
Yep. Or just give everyone gas and let things shake down.
And they add in this
press
release,
gets gas.
If you are on fire, definitely don't go anywhere near gasoline.
So I'm thinking of grabbing the hose and just spraying it on.
Yeah, like,
just let him burn, I guess. You can't save everyone,
Lisa,
right?
Exactly, Lisa.
Let him burn.
Lisa finally
Lisa's going
is
over
on
to the
board.
Dark side.
Let him burn.
Just
let them burn.
That.
You can't save everyone.
We can't pour gasoline on fire.
Just like in nature.
Let him burn.
Let him burn. Best advice Lisa's given.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an unbelievable thing. You have to tell people not to put gasoline on a fire to put it out.
Even
but
anything,
I guess you do now.
Anything you would have in like one of those gas cans.
Yeah, you can't be pouring that on fire.
No.
What's weird is they had to tell people not to like go near gas when they're on fire.
Yeah.
So like, I'm on fire.
It's a pool.
I better fuel up. 20 cents cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
It's crazy. But it's reality.
Yeah.
This could be the longest revenge scheme ever over something fairly minor. So back in early February, a 31-year-old woman was at a McDonald's drive-thru in Australia. And when she was getting her food, she swerved near another car, and that driver honked at her.
Don't you dare honk at me.
Well, that honk was enough to send her 33-year-old boyfriend over the edge. This guy's name is Ryan Sharp. First, this woman called the cops to report the other driver for honking at her. She called the cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cops obviously said, well, there's nothing we can do about that. So the couple spent the next several weeks hunting down this car, trying to find whose car it was. And 6 weeks after a guy honked at her for almost cutting her off, they firebombed the guy's car.
Firebomb.
That's it.
For honking at them.
Don't honk at me, bitch.
They actually blew it up with a pipe bomb.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's extreme.
Jesus.
That's extreme.
Now, her boyfriend is facing a ton of charges. Stalking, intimidation, destroying property, placing an explosive in a car, possession of a prohibited weapon, and more.
You can't make a bomb, you know, and set it off.
Yeah, they frown upon pipe bombs.
Mm-hmm. Girlfriend charged with stalking and being an accessory after the fact.
Jesus. Don't honk at some people.
You just honk at someone, and they track you down, and they pipe bomb your car.
It's extreme. It's extreme.
They did not want to be honked at.
Sometimes when you do something to somebody, though, they find a way to track you down.
Yeah, they'll find
that's
you.
Never good.
No, it's not. Said before, be careful. I tend to be a little loose on the horn.
Well, dude, you can't be doing anything with that horn willy-nilly.
Your horn is so loud. Really piss someone off.
My horn would scare anyone.
Well, you think a freighter on a river is going by.
I think if you threw a pipe bomb at Dave's car and he hit the horn, it would blow the bomb away from him.
Yeah.
It's a laugh. I almost killed Andy. As a joke, I hit the horn as I saw him walking by my car.
It's not a joke.
And he almost jumped out of his Andy body.
It's no joke. There was like, I had like several pieces of pork in my heart that were loosened up because of that. Yeah.
It was like he hit you with a defib.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, thanks, Dave. Jeez. Yeah. Feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Arms less tangled.
But when I'm on the road, I get, you know, I'm trying to calm down. That's been my plan for years, to be a better driver.
Yeah.
Not get so worked up. But I'll just... I tend to honk when I get really pissed off at someone. But you're right. You never know who that other person is.
No.
A little honk and then snap.
Yeah.
Don't honk.
You know, sometimes people get tracked down.
Unless someone's about to hit you, then you honk, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to hit you.
I guess that's it. Yeah. Make sure they don't come into you.
Like
your
I
mind.
Said, I really wish there was another way.
Yeah, horns set people off, man.
Yeah. But I feel like anything I want to do, like if I'm in the fast lane and I'm going, say, 75 and someone is doing the exact speed limit in the fast lane, I do want to turn like the blinker on. Like the blinker saying I'm going to go into the median so that they'll get over. And in Europe, that's what they do. So like when I drove in the UK, they're like, oh, if you come up to someone and he's not getting over, you just... And so then you put your blinker on, and then they know, oh, God, this guy's trying to get around me. So sorry.
Right. In Italy, they just flash their bright lights the time.
See, the bright lights to me is too offensive. You do the brights to me, I'm going to brake check you, and I hope you hit me so we can get a fight.
Right, that's exactly
really?
Yes.
I've let people know that they could get in front of me with my bright lights. I'm like, flash them a couple times. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's friendly bright.
You know.
I'll turn them on and off. You see truck drivers do that to each other.
Yeah.
Turn them on and off.
That's less offensive than the bright.
The flashing of a bright is like an Italian guy telling me to F off. That's
that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And I don't take kindly usually to that. So,
wow.
But I do. I wish that you could do something that is like, I'm just trying to be friendly. I'm not trying to start anything.
Like if they're on their phone at a light and you want them to move, you think something better than a honk, something.
I always just wait a minute.
Me too, and I don't want to. Yeah.
But I scare the hell out of people,
there
too.
There should be a universal signal to everybody when you're flying up behind them that isn't offensive, like flashing brights or whatever. To move over.
Yeah.
And people should abide by that move over.
I just
rule.
Basically
they just
sit
don't.
Right on their bumper.
I do too, but until they know. You know what? It's taken 20 minutes of me like just right
Jesus.
Behind.
This morning driving here, so I was maybe going at least 80. Some dude went by me on a motorcycle and it was something out of a comic book. It was like a blur.
He's over 100.
It frightened me.
Yeah.
Because it was like. If that guy is still alive, it's amazing.
Yeah, you see that, and you're like, you'll die soon.
You're not there.
Am I there?
No, you're good.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you, Andy.
All right.
Yeah, it was super terrifying. That was on 75 this morning. So if the dude go on 160 on 75,
160.
You scared the hell out of me.
Huh. That's fast.
It was a blur. It was and in the middle of the night, the dark of night.
Yeah, but if I see that guy coming, I do at least I'll get over for him.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to get over.
I know.
He was going 160.
I know.
In a 70.
60.
I know.
It was insane.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another thing that causes me some rage, and I will admit this is one of my old man Dave things, follow the rules, people. Like if you are in a 1 to 12 item lane at the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
Have 1 to 12 items.
Yeah, I know, Dave. I know. You've been upset by this in the past.
Just happened to me the other day. Same thing. I had two things to buy. This broad... who looked like she just put out a smoke into her pajama pants, pushed her way in front of me with a cart.
Yeah.
Had at least 20 items.
This is what's pissing you off, huh?
I think
you need to stay out of the grocery store.
I know. He's got to be. He's got to start smoking weed.
So this happened in St. Louis. Same thing. A woman commented on a woman, like, you got way too many items for this lane. When she got outside, pachoo!
Shot her, but you?
But you. A St. Louis woman took exception to another's comment about her groceries in the checkout lane of a Schnucks grocery store.
Schnucks?
What
Schnucks.
The Schnucks?
Holy Schnucks!
You cannot have 13 items in the 12-line item thing at Schnucks.
No.
I'll shoot you.
Then, open fire on the fellow customer's car.
I mean, I don't want you to get shot, Dave, but I understand it.
Oh,
if it
stop
happens.
It.
I do.
This is the suspect, Tatiana Thompson, charged with shooting a woman after arguing with her in a Schnucks checkout line about the number of items in her cart. So this woman was pissed off at the other woman having too many items.
Also, she
was the aggressor.
So, like, she's the Dave.
She's the Dave.
And you eventually will shoot someone.
I will take you outside and shoot you today.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's
I hope
crazy.
You don't get into an altercation
no,
at the grocery
I won't.
Store.
I won't. I should hope not. Maybe. 20-year-old Tatiana Thompson charged with first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and two counts of unlawful use of a weapon. This all began at the Schnucks.
Schnucks.
Woman checking out made a comment about the amount of groceries. They were in the express lane. Exchanged some words. Then when we went outside, Tatiana leaned her body out of an SUV and fired two shots into the woman's vehicle.
Yeah, well.
Surveillance videos show the argument in the Schnucks and also show Thompson leaning out of her SUV. Bail for her has been set at $100,000. She is still behind bars this morning.
Jesus. I was just at one of those, you know, corner drug stores. And I had to get deodorant. And I was like, I need deodorant, and I need some mouthwash, and Coke Zero. So I grab those things, and I get up to the front, and I'm kind of, I get there first, but then there's like a girl that comes right behind me, and I could tell she only got a couple things. I'm like, hey, you can go in front of me. And she's like, oh, thanks. And then I realized everything she had was just about period stuff.
Oh,
and
I
was like, oh, I should have just went. I should have just, because she was like, like Tampax. It was like Tampax. It was huge,
gosh.
Big thing. And it was like a cylinder of all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, oh man, that's the bulk. So she put that down, and then she had like another thing. It was like things with wings and like some drugs.
Oh, heavy flow.
I bet she was embarrassed.
Oh, she for sure was. Yeah. Like for a second, I was like, oh God, I'm buying deodorant and a mouthwash.
Right. You had mouthwash and deodorant and Coke Zero.
But then when I saw her, I was like, I'm the biggest jerk ever. Like trying to be nice, but.
I had a similar situation. I was at one of those places, and there was an older lady in front of me. and she had adult diapers and dropped them.
Oh, did you pick them up
for
her?
My natural reaction was to pick them up, and then I did.
Oh. You did? You picked up her diapers?
I'm like, here's your diapers.
Oh, how embarrassing for that old broad.
And I was like, yeah. I tried to be nice.
It's different than when I drop my pen on the floor and you pick it up for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Same kind different. Of feeling, but then I was like, it's a pen and not depends.
Right.
Here's, you can't pick up someone else's diapers.
This is for you because you poop yourself.
Yeah, I was like, you're adult diapers, man.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. You might have saved everybody around you by picking up those diapers and giving them to
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
You prevented her from crapping herself to bend over to grab those diapers.
That's right.
I did. I thought about it. I walked
you're
away. I was like, I'm a hero.
You're a grocery hero. Store savior.
You're a hero. That day you felt like a hero.
That'd be like you checking out with all your hemorrhoid stuff, Chuck. How embarrassing
exactly.
that would be.
Right, exactly. But
I thought you were looking at me when
but,
you said that.
Right, like, Lisa, all your hemorrhoid stuff.
What are you talking about?
The thing is, if you could have seen the size of this container
of Tampax,
it was huge. So I don't know what kind of sale they had that was irresistible.
You're supposed to look away, by the way. You're not supposed to.
No, I didn't know. You couldn't.
You knew every single item she had. You're supposed
that
to like, look at candy bars or something.
Pads. No, because I was like,
stand back.
I was like, no, go ahead. I was like, go ahead. And then I saw it and I was like, oh. And I did. I did
but
the.
You knew you documented every single item that
you,
she had.
Lise, it said Tampax, the size
well, I mean, yeah, you
of a billboard
that.
On the road. like this. It was that big. It's a Tampax.
Did they sell those at Costco? Did they sell like giant buckets of pads?
They do
Costco?
Sell Costco size feminine hygiene products.
Wow.
Yes.
In bulk, you can buy
them.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
you just
got to
check out with a bucket of pads. That's embarrassing as a
bucket of pads.
They don't actually come in a bucket. They still come in like a cardboard box, but just
a
much
like a
larger.
Big box of pads.
Yeah, it's like one box that holds like 12 boxes of them.
This thing was the size of, you know, those buckets of popcorn, like the decorative bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
That's like this big and like that tall.
Wow.
It was, and it they were fancy. That's. All I can say is they were fancy.
But they must have been the pearl ones.
I don't know. They had the
James
whatever
knows.
Whatever the...
I buy my girlfriend tampons
yeah,
if she
exactly.
needs them. I don't care. What, are you going to laugh at me? Whatever. I'm doing my girl a favor.
The packaging was like purple and blue and
that might be the pearl.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, the pearl.
That might be the pearl.
Might be the pearl.
Those are the expensive
ones,
too.
She had a huge amount of them. And I did. I felt awful because I was like,
just got to do online shopping.
That's
have it delivered.
My bad. My bad.
Yeah.
That lady, she's set for the next all the periods of her life.
Either that or she has a real heavy flow.
I hope.
Ooh, that's a heavy, heavy flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew there was blood involved.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
That poor lady who now is talked about on the Dave and Chuck the Freak
I don't.
Show.
There's no way she knew that who I was or anything, I don't think. But it was embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was. All right. Breaking science news to share with you this morning. Ladies, swallow your man's stuff.
All of it.
Science says so.
It always says so.
Yeah.
Man. Regularly swallowing your partner's stuff.
Yep.
Could protect ladies against miscarriage. This is science, people. It is science.
I think like all the best scientists are working on swallowing stuff.
Swallowing and dong enlargement.
Like
guarantee they're all guys.
Yeah, every year they're like, well, look what this does. It gives them good hair, too.
Yeah.
Researchers,
incredible.
This is legitimate research. Scientists believe swallowing finale stuff strengthens a pregnant woman's immune system in a way that will make fetuses more likely to grow healthy.
This is 100% a scientist whose wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
Like 100%. And he's just trying to get something done.
Science
she won't
says,
do the whole deal.
Yeah.
Science says it's because our stuff contains hormones and proteins, which could be useful for the mother to build up a tolerance.
Yeah.
Vaginal exposure to it, so unprotected, could also play an important role. But they say it's actually better absorbed right into the gut.
Very nice. Thank you, science.
They
science.
Tested this theory.
Tested.
With 234 women.
What a weird thing to sign up for.
They say the results are strong enough to suggest a link between ingesting a man's stuff and a much lower miscarriage rate.
It's probably women who have had problems with miscarriages a lot, so they're desperate to try. Yeah. You know, they participated in the study.
I guess. They're like, hey, we got an idea that can help you.
What is
swallow?
Did they do it in a lab? That's what I want. I want to know more about this study itself.
Yeah, how can we guarantee they swallowed?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a swallow count?
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
There's like a scientist in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. That looked convincing.
But by building up the mother's tolerance to substances from the man's body, the parents could give a fetus, which is half made, of course, of that guy's DNA, a better chance to survive and make a mother's immune system less likely to reject the baby and lead to a miscarriage.
That's
it
a
was a study published in the Journal of Reproductive Immunology.
Yeah, Dave subscribes to that.
It's a good read.
Yeah.
It's a good read.
Yeah.
It's funny to be like, you're pregnant.
You should
probably
swallow.
Get me a beeger.
No, they say you should
just walk up to pregnant chicks and be like, listen, I'm trying to save your baby.
I want to save your baby.
Time for your prenatal vitamins.
It says you
Do
should
you
increase
care about your baby.
Late pregnant ladies should increase oral. It says it right there in the study.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Science, my friend, science.
Man science.
You gotta love science.
Yep.
Science made by men.
Come on. It's true science.
Yes.
Don't ignore
true
it.
Man.
True science.
True science.
Whatever, man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.